went right down the field, Russell. And the problem was, in terms of tempo and all that stuff, Tennessee didn't touch the ball for about 25 actual minutes because there were a couple penalties. Plus, there was a turnover there, which on a punt where they call a face mask penalty, which you never see that on TK Jr. So, yeah, you bring up a great point. I mean, the beginning of the game was really crisp. It was really crisp, and now, you know, you saw a line today that once Hall comes back, has the workings of something.
This offensive line to this point, and I know it's Florida week, so it's easy to take the shot. It's looked very Jimmy Ray Stevens.
Oh, it has.
It's been painful.
Oh, it has. There's no doubt about that.
So anyway, when Hall gets back and you got him at right tackle and Kendrick at left tackle, that could be the flip of the switch that we need offensively.
Totally agree with
that. I was looking at play calling and I was watching offensive line. Here's the other thing I loved about the play calling in the first half, and even some in the second half, even though Wolf completely bombed that first pass that got thrown to him, Kroon had two or three catches a day. We actually utilized the tight end in both halves effectively.
I agree with that.
Now, Florida has never had to prepare for Tennessee throwing to the tight end, and now they have to prepare for it this year.
You know what? You know what else I would have done in today's game to give Florida a look? When Dobbs was struggling and missing receivers there, I would have let the second team quarterback play a little bit just to throw the ball around just a little bit. Am I wrong in that?
I probably wouldn't. They know what they're going to see next week, and they know Dormady is more one-dimensional throwing football.
I would have given him something else to prepare for.
I don't think you show him anything differently, really, by putting Dormady in there. Here's the one issue I have with the play calling, other than the Kamara stuff on third down. Why can we not get the ball to Juwan Jennings down the field? Why does it always have to be a bubble screen to the wide side of the field?
Well, they did it last week. And he caught a ball in the end zone.
Evidently, the only receiver we have that we're allowed to throw the ball to 15 yards down the field is Malone.
Number three, who's really emerging, by the way.
I would imagine an SEC defensive coordinator will catch on to that pretty soon.
Interesting.
Now, so that was the one thing offensively. Defensively, I watched linebackers the entire game. And that's really all I watched other than Buchanan. So, Tony, I agree with you. Had a very nice game.
Nice game. Really nice game. Yep.
Yeah, he's not that big. He plays bigger than he is, if that makes sense. Whereas Mosley does not play bigger than he is. Buchanan had a pretty nice game. Here's my point about linebackers. I know 53's been catching you-know-what the last 2 weeks, and God bless the kid. He's athletically not an SEC linebacker. And they're probably asking him to do some stuff in those blitz packages. If you're watching it, it's kind of putting him in a weird position. Weak side blitzes and things where he's just kind of getting bottled up in the middle. But give the kid credit. He played hard today. He played real hard today. He may have had one solo and two assists all day, but he played hard.
I agree with that. I mean, he's given effort. People want to pick at him. And to them, I say white middle linebackers' lives matter. People pick at that kid, and they pick at that kid, and they pick at him. I mean, what do they want from that kid? He's trying. And you know what? Did he blow an assignment? Did the safety blow an assignment on the touchdown pass on the last touchdown that Ohio scored? Probably. But that's going to happen. I mean, great players will blow assignments. People are like, whoa. You know, here's the deal. It's not his fault that Dylan Bates doesn't get on the field. It's not his fault that the two guys that got dinged up today, before they got dinged up today on special teams, can't get on the field. It's not his fault. I mean, it's never been his fault. So
it's just crazy to me that Tennessee has so much depth in the secondary to where, you know, you lose some of these players and you don't really take a huge step back. But at linebacker with Kirkland at JRM, they're so fast and so athletic.
Yeah.
And with both of those guys out, I called it a dually defense.
Here's the thing.
You're slow.
Why is Reeves Maben? Here's a conversation should be had this week. He doesn't belong on kick coverage. He does not belong out there on special teams. You are And it's where he got nicked up. He doesn't belong out there. I said it 3 weeks ago, and people told me I was crazy. I'm going to say it again. It doesn't make any sense. You don't have anybody behind him right now. Tell me that, B.O.B. Why is he out there? Explain that to me.
It's preposterous, Tony. 2 years ago, you had no choice but to do that, because if you gave up a kick, a score on a kick 2 years ago, the game's over. You get beat. So 2 years ago, I get it. Now I don't. When you got these stud freshmen and these redshirt freshmen on campus that can run and tackle, you got guys like Jennings, McDowell, Sapp, who can make these plays, there's no reason to have 21 on the field except for when he's playing.
Yeah, a couple years ago, I get it. But, yeah, that's what you recruit for. Let your kids play. Put your kids out there. It just doesn't make any sense. And by the way, you made a great point about Jennings. He is an animal. I keep wondering about him, B.O.B. I think he's one of the few kids that could really play both ways and play effectively because he really likes to hit. I mean, that's one wide receiver, Dubsy, you'll never have to worry about shying away from contact because that kid enjoys contact.
Who's that?
Jennings.
Yeah, he's tough.
He likes to hit, and he does not mind being hit.
Well, he was the best coverage guy on the punt coverage unit last year by far. The best. All right. Florida week.
Yep.
Two things. Number one, I am glad to see that Derek Barnett has finally joined, and I wanted to formally welcome him to the 2016 football season today. Barnett woke up today, in case y'all didn't notice. And if he can get after the quarterback Saturday week, like he got after the quarterback today, that Del Rio kid could have a long afternoon. Now, there's one guy who I'm still waiting to welcome to the football season for 2016, and that's my boy Jalen Hurd. For whatever reason, and I can't figure it out, maybe he is not getting the help he needs from the offensive line, which is probably part of it, if we're being fair about it. And he's had a few really tough, hard, good runs. We need him to wake up, get pissed, and run through and over people next week if we're going to win that game.
Play it in spurts, brah. Next week's game's when it matters. We're all just warming it up, Chris, right now. We're all just warming it up. Next week is when it matters. And thank you, B.O.B. Excellent call.
Hey, one other personnel thought. I love the way Abernathy is playing right now
yeah.
in safety.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about special teams. With all the speed and skill guys Tennessee has on its roster right now,
yeah.
what's he doing back there returning kicks?
865-200-5402.
He only fumbled twice on the same kickoff return. I mean, and then they put him right back out there.
865-200-5402. This team is very much a work in progress, and Ole Miss just hit a big play down inside, and they're now down on the doorstep on the Alabama 5-yard line, and we'll watch this one together. Tyson Toe says, get your caller pace up. This guy is putting me to sleep. Tyson, the guy had a very good phone call. I'm sorry it wasn't up to your standards. Brah.
Big Orange Bill is a fifth quarter stalwart.
Post-game interviews, Tennessee Sportsnet says Butch didn't look happy about the win, probably had injuries on his mind.
Yeah.
I'm sure Butch Jones is going. I thought they told me this was a geophysical year of the Vols. What's going on here? What's going on? What did that drunk caller say? Henry Morgan's wondering, and then we'll get Barney Boy in here. What did the drunk caller say? Butch Jones couldn't give a gentleman's tea to a woman? I don't understand that, but it was really funny. Is that what he said?
I thought he was questioning Butch Jones' ability to...
By the way, Volunteer Online said Dobbs hurt his team today. He left 3-plus touchdowns on the field. I think that's true. I think Dobbs had a rough game today, even though his numbers don't show.
You think
it.
So? I don't.
Oh yeah.
He is who he is.
You're at the Division I level.
He's not going to.
You got to hit people
that's
that are wide
is.
Open.
It's not
going to
happen.
You got to hit people that are wide
it's
open.
It's not going to happen. But when they turned him loose in the second half, he did what he does. He made plays. That's who he is.
It's time for the Moosehead Moose of the Game.
And then Barney Boy.
Honoring the most bruising player in today's game. Presented by Moosehead Lager. Brewing winners since 1867. Pour yourself a cold one. Now, let's give it up for your Moosehead Moose of the Game.
Outlast, Dubsy. Who's your Moosehead Moose of the Game?
I got to go with the guy you're ripping on, Josh Dobbs. The guy has a couple of touchdown passes. It's probably his best throwing performance of the season so far. He's under constant duress with a makeshift offensive line. And when they had to have it, when the game was 14-12 and Tennessee was sputtering, he took over. He took over and made sure his team got out alive. Was it pretty? Not always. But it was efficient when it had to be.
Dubsy, my Moosehead Moose of the Game is none other than Josh Malone. He had two touchdowns in the game, and he should have had four if he's got a quarterback back there that can get him the ball consistently. It's Josh Malone in today's game, and it ain't even close. So congratulations to Josh Malone, who had five receptions today, 69 yards, should have had about 150. And four touchdowns, but as it was, he averaged 13.8, and he had a long of 20. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your Moosehead Moose of the Game. Now, speaking of beverages with alcoholic content in them, do you believe that Barney Boy, our next caller, has had anything today?
If by today, you mean the last 2 minutes?
No, I'm talking like from 9 a.m. till now.
You know Barney Boy's been getting after it.
Barney Boy, what is your, at 4:51, alcohol consumption to this point?
Hey, you're not going to believe this. I'm still drunk from last week, so I still ain't had my first one today.
Barney Boy, when you told me last week that you had 2/5 of that devil's cut, and then you washed it down with like 48 beers or whatever.
The fifths were mine, and the damn empty beer cans with my other buddies in the van.
Barney Boy, are you pumped, primed?
Let me ask you something right now.
I'm going to tie you down. Before you get started, because you're going to bitch. Before you get started, and I'm going to let you bitch, all right? Before you get started, are you going to come down here in studio next week when we win?
If. Let's talk about the if word.
No.
No.
When?
All right, let me tell you. Let me get started. First,
when we win.
Please.
When we win.
Let it
okay,
bitch.
If we win.
All right, Barney Boy, go ahead.
All right. Tell me, are we 3-0 or 0-3?
We're 3-0, babe.
Why does that feel like we're 0-3? To me, we're 0-3. It just feels the teams that we have played, and I'm going to tell you, y'all keep talking about the defense. The defense is not our problem. Defense what won that game today. I'm going to tell you, the offensive line, you cannot have an offensive line that you're going to have two starters every damn week. You can't jumble these players around. You got an offensive coordinator. And then we're too one-dimensional until Dobbs. I love Dobbs. You remember when I preached for him when Wobbly Wooly was down there? Now you got him. I love Dobbs to death. He's got to hit the damn wide open touchdowns. Just float it up there. We hit them 2-3 key touchdowns. We might be up 28-3, and all these players are not getting hurt. We're too one-dimensional. These teams that play in Tennessee right now, they don't care about the damn pass. They're going to stop that run, and that's what they're doing. And we ain't even got to the SEC conference yet. You're going to have bigger players, faster players, And right now, I just feel like right now, Tony, that Tennessee is 0-3. They have not played very good. And let me hear your aspect of that.
No,
hit the damn wide open passes.
You're right. No, you're right. It's the truth is that he has to be better.
Yeah, you know? he has not, Tony. Why in hell don't we get a quarterback coach? The only Division I school, everybody's got quarterback coaches. I guess they got a linebacker coach helping him out how to throw a deep pass.
Why is that, Russell, that we don't have a quarterback coach? And is that a fair criticism that our fan base is starting to level? Because Doc Sinclair says you really aren't going to know about quarterback development until next year, Barney boy. That's really when it becomes an issue, when it becomes a factor.
Well, is this offense coordinator, is he done after this year?
Done? Why would he be done?
I thought he's retiring or his contract is up.
No,
that's Butch Jones' guy. I don't think Mike DeBoard's going anywhere until he's ready.
Okay,
to
another problem we've got, Tony, is this friggin' offensive line coach that we've got.
No, we have two of those. Offensive coordinator and the offensive line, and then the offensive line coach, the incumbent offensive line coach. There are two of those.
Hey, let me ask you this. What did they see in that Thomas kid out of Fort Chisholm, right down the street from me, up here in Virginia? Seems like every time I look, he's getting pancaked or getting beat, but yet they'll take him from the center and move him over to tackle. Won't they just move him over on the damn bench and put on? I don't know. This should have been corrected.
Hang on a second. He's got two bad ankles right now.
Why is he even out there?
Because they have no depth. I'll tell you something, and I'm going to tell you something. There are people in this town that sell lies to people, okay? And they say stuff about me behind my back, but they told everybody that this Blair kid was going to play. And we were telling people that he would never be a player because it's what our sources inside told us.
Yeah, and he's gone about three weeks ago.
In the junior college, you hit and you miss. Some guys you hit on, and some guys can't play. He's one of the ones that can't play. When you miss on the offensive line like that, you're going to end up, and then for 1 year, you decide, Dubsy, you want a bunch of backs, and you don't need offensive line.
And see, here's another thing, Tony. I don't know if it's
true. You got to recruit more numbers. You got to recruit more linemen and numbers than we have.
We're recruiting these four stars and stuff. But what's happening to them? This Jeff. And here's another thing. Oh, I heard that we are like 9 to 10 point favorites against Florida.
We
is that
are.
True?
Yes. No. We're. What was the last line you saw, Dubs?
It opened up at 9.5 this past
week.
That's
crazy.
It went to 11.
Well, anybody's in debt and wants a home to live in, you better take Florida in the damn 10 points.
No way.
No, wait, Tony! Was you at them two games last year? Two years ago when I first met you on your talk show. You remember that when I called in
Absolutely.
About Wobbly Wally?
It's the greatest thing ever.
Alright, last year, everybody, we had them. And you gonna tell me that Tennessee's gonna be favored by 10 over a team that we cannot beat? I'm a Tennessee fan. I hope it's true. But right now, we can go the next month. It's going to could be terrible for Tennessee football. These next four games.
You don't believe that.
I know, but I'm watching what I see these three games, the fumbles, how lucky we are getting fumbles. And this Preston Williams, fumbling the ball, whatever, he did it last year, and hell, he's doing it again this year.
Yeah, I think he's having trouble concentrating because the ball comes to him so infrequently.
But Tony, I know we're 3-0. I'm Tennessee all the damn way, but it's just something. It feels like we're 0-3. I guess it's just the caliber of the teams that Tennessee's playing.
Yep.
Now we're starting to play the big boys.
Yep.
And I see these wide open touchdowns.
And this deal is mental. How about this? Ole Miss just hit a long pass for a touchdown. That's the third long pass Ole Miss is hitting this half. Russell, why are they throwing it long and we don't throw it long? Why are they dialing it up?
Well,
and by the way, they're protecting against Alabama. It's 17-3 right now. They're getting ready to beat them three games in a row. And Saban's going Butch Jones on the sidelines.
Yeah, but hey, Tony, I'll let you go because I want to get down and watch this game. But I like talking to you. But you take the Appy game, and then you take this Ohio team.
Yes.
They meant our defensive line. Our defense, the problem is our defense is not the problem.
No.
Our offensive line has gotten beaten practically every quarter of these three games.
Yep. Barney boy, you're my boy. Thank you. Defense is not the problem here, Russell. I agree with that.
It's fixing to be. I mean, if both of our starting middle linebackers are out next week and no Cam Sutton.
I know.
It's fixing to be. Latroy Lewis is out too. I mean, it's kind of a scary situation. One thing on the offensive line, Tony, you were talking about that.
Yeah.
I think that the coaches made the determination after watching the first two games that Drew Richmond isn't ready for this yet. And he's going to be fine, but he's a redshirt freshman. He's not ready right now. And so I think they made the decision to go ahead with Kendrick at left and Thomas at right tackle.
Right.
So that they could play that way today. They did for pretty much the entire game. They brought in Richmond for one series in the first half, but other than that, they're going with Kendrick at left tackle, Coleman Thomas at right tackle, and it's not ideal. Neither of those guys are great tackles, but it's the best they've got. Chase, who's the kid with the knee injury right now? Who's out? The tackle?
Chance Hall.
Chance Hall looked good today walking around. I mean, he's not limping or anything, so.
Emergency SEC sanctions are coming at halftime against Ole Miss, according to Eric. That's a great line. Get down there. Shut this down.
The Jimmy Johnson.
Alabama right now is calling the league and they're going, can you do anything about this?
The African prayer candles wafting through the air at the Grove.
Can we have a review? That's why we have an SEC control center, Eric said, so we can control the league. Where is the SEC Control Center? And I'm coming to this young man from Dallas here in a moment to give us some updates. He could have chosen anywhere, and he's come to Tennessee. When's the last time 1-2 lost in the last time in college football? When's the last time that happened, Dobbsy? You ought to know this. You're like Jimmy Himes, sports savant. When's the last time it happened?
Instant recall. 1987.
Thank you. We're going to go to the phones.
Don't fact check that. It's a rectally derived statistic.
865-200-5402. After being charged with a crime or injured in an accident, many people feel intimidated by the legal system. Listen, you have rights. You have rights. As a Vol fan, you have rights. You have a right to listen to this program, commercial break free, the greatest postgame show in the history of sports television. That's what you're doing right now, listening to this program. And before you say guilty, you better say Garza. At the Garza Law Firm, we care about your case, your future. Located right here in Knoxville, we defend the innocent, maximize personal injury claims, protect you and your rights. And Marcos Garza is next level. Online at GarzaLaw.com, here on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. I'm going back to my phones. We'll get as many people in here as humanly possible as we continue the phone calls. Hello and welcome in. You're on the Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction.
Hi, Tony. I couldn't help but to hear a few minutes ago when you were talking about the gentleman's feet, and that's something that Morty and Trouble and I used to run way back in the day. First of all, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Thank you. 865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hello?
Yes, welcome in.
Hey, Talon. How's it going?
Hey, doing great.
Just out here in Las Vegas, working graduate 2012. Getting up at 9 a.m. is not good for a Tennessee game, especially when, I got to hit the bottle in the second quarter, but we're doing our best, so.
This will drive you to drink. I don't think there's any question that what Tennessee is doing right now. Listen, here's the bottom line. If you have a better football team in front of you today, you get beat. You get beat in that game. And it's probably the third time they've done that this year. But Tennessee's 3-0. That's why I believe this team's charmed, and I believe they're going to win. And I believe it's time to break history. And listen, Alabama right now is being owned by history. Ole Miss is putting it on them right now.
Hey, two things, Tony, and I'm with you. I'm watching that game
right
now.
Yeah, it's fun. Thanks for having us along on your Saturday, man.
Why can't we have that? Why can't we be up 17-3 on Alabama? What does Ole Miss have that we don't have?
Well, let's see. They have about a quarter of our athletic budget. They have about a half of our fan support. They have about, they probably have better talent on the football team overall. They probably have better talent in their lines. And truthfully, and I hate to say this, they probably have a better head coach who's not afraid to win.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're in the same, we have better fans, we have better tradition, and we deserve to win like them. Oh, they have an offensive coordinator, I was just told. which is probably something quality, right?
Is he on the field or is he up in the press box?
Wow. I'm going to tell you something. This kid from Alabama, these two quarterbacks today, this is O skill. You know what these two quarterbacks today are doing? They're letting the damn football go. This is fun to watch now. This is fun to watch. This isn't this spread, running around, like a bunch of, and let Josh Dobbs run him like a crash test dummy, like we do. This is, take your receivers, throw them long, and let your playmakers make plays. In Vegas, why is that so hard? Why do we make it so hard?
I don't know, Tone, but I'm trying to, I'll admit something here.
Go ahead.
I bet against Tennessee last week. After that Appalachian State game,
yes.
I said, you know what? I don't think Tennessee's going to cover. And I'm ashamed to admit that, but I couldn't even make that work out because Virginia Tech decided to fumble, what, like 8 million times?
That's right.
And this week I was thinking, you know, I should bet against them again because there's no way they're going to cover 28 against Ohio. And I was right, but I didn't bet any money because I couldn't stand to do that against Tennessee. I love this university, and I hate seeing them suffer, but I've just been putting up with so much bad football over the years that I just don't know. I just don't know how things are going to get any better, you know?
Here's what I believe. They're going to rise to the occasion next week. Every week's different in college football. That's what you believe, Russell. We live this. I live in this community. I'm not pulling rank on anybody here, okay? I'm not. People say, well, you go for every new year against Florida. That's probably true. Guilty as charged. I will tell you this, though. This offseason, people are more excited right now than they've ever been for Tennessee football. I'm talking about excited, thrilled, pumped. What just happened, Russell? Tell the living listener.
Good night.
Tell the living listener what just happened.
Bama's quarterback just got his testicles knocked in the dirt. One of the nastiest hits I've ever seen.
And they caught a flag on it.
Fumble, 50-yard fumble return for touchdown by Ole Miss. This might be helmet-to-helmet on the quarterback, but...
No, they picked the flag up, it looks like.
He got lit up.
Wow. Hurts. That's a good name for him. I'll tell you what they're gonna do. They're gonna call
helmet to helmet.
Yes, they are.
The game.
Yes, they are. Instead of a touchdown. Watch. That's how it works in this league. Even if it's 50-50. Here we go. Here we go. There you go.
Unnecessary hit.
After the play was over. Oh, number 9 on the defense after the play was over.
The touchdown's good.
So the touchdown's good. I take that back. Now ask your question one more time in Vegas, because I love the passion with which you asked it. Hang on. Ole Miss is now up what after this extra point, guys? 24-3 in Vegas. Ask that question one more time with passion. Go ahead.
Why can't we have what Ole Miss has? Why can't we be up 24-3 over Alabama?
Beating the living hell out of them. Beating
what do they have that we don't have?
Thank you. What do they have that we don't have? Butch, talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mister, next week's game isn't any different. I would love to have a coach.
Still don't see what the penalty is.
I would love to have a coach who's like that defensive coordinator who comes out, Russell, and says, this week, the Florida winning streak is ending, and I need every hand on deck this week. What's Butch Jones had to lose?
I don't know.
What's Butch Jones have to lose? That is a cheap call. That's what you get when you play Alabama, when you're going to get cheap calls.
But they didn't call that. That's not.
No, I'm talking about cheap calls. But here's the thing. Ask it again in Vegas. I'm keeping you on here for this. We're slowing down the calling freeze, but I want you to ask it again. Go ahead, one more time.
Well, I'm just saying, Tone. I don't see what it is that Ole Miss is doing that we aren't doing. Well, I do see what they're doing that we aren't doing. They got a competent coaching staff that knows what to call, but that's another story. But they don't have the facilities we have. They don't have the budget we have. I mean, how much are they paying Hugh Freeze out there?
He ain't making what Butch Jones is making.
Here, one other thing, Tone, then I'm going to let you go.
Yes.
You noticed on, I think it was the third quarter, we were third down and one, and we had Alvin Kamara in there. We pulled Hurd out, we put Alvin Kamara in, and Tennessee called a timeout. And it wasn't a delay of game, anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Tennessee called a timeout, and then coming out of the break, Jalen Hurd was back in there. Now, I don't know what happened down there on that sideline, but how much you want to bet that Jalen Hurd just walked over to Butch Jones and said, "Coach, you better put me back in. It's third and one. I want the ball.
Can I help you manage this football game, Coach?" thank you.
It's not rocket science.
The game's never been that hard. If I had Jalen Hurd, I'd be in an I formation, and I would be pounding your face in right now. Thank you, brother. Good call. Enjoy the Raiders, by the way, in another year out there in Vegas. 865-200-5402. The SEC control center, Dubsy, is melting down as we speak because a murder is occurring at Ole Miss, according to Vaugh for Life on Twitter. Not Convinced says, "Russell, did you really just say that Ole Miss has more talent than Tennessee? How ignorant of you." Did you say that, Russell?
No. No, I didn't say that.
I think they have a better offensive line than we do.
Ole Miss has... I didn't say that, but it's not inaccurate. I didn't say that, but I'll say it now.
Okay.
Yeah, Ole Miss has more talent than Tennessee.
I think
Hugh Freeze has been there for...
They have multiple first-round picks in last year's draft, and they're coming back, and they're blowing Alabama's doors off right now.
They have a better quarterback. They have a better offensive line. They have better receivers. They have a better defense.
They do have a better quarterback than we do. They probably have a better offensive line. And they probably wide receivers are I would like to see our wide receivers on an offense like that. And I would love to see Jalen Hurd in an offense like that.
I mean, what receiver do we have?
They probably have beautiful women. They have beautiful women there. And really cool southern draws and that kind of
Bama's
thing.
Gonna get
and
one
Bama's going to score right now. Wow. This Hurt kid's not bad as he Hurts. What a weird name, Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Hurts, 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 Hurts. Let's go back to our phones. Should Louisville be the new number one, Dubsy? And then we go back to the phones.
I mean, that was a pretty emphatic statement. Yeah. I think they...
From 9-1. Just like that.
I don't know if they're number one. I mean, certainly they're due for a big jump. I mean, we'll see what happens. I don't think Alabama's out of this thing yet. I mean, we've seen them come back too many times.
Somebody said, "Can you use Hurts in a statement on the Periscope?" And somebody said, "Yeah, it hurts to watch the Vols." Let's go back to the phones, and we'll get a score update as well in here. Before we do anything else, though, back to the phones we go. I'm repping Sushi Spot right now. Who will be open for dinner tonight. They're open right now. Sushi Spot with a brand new menu. O.J. Simpson hurts, Eric just said on Periscope. Remember he had the Hurts contract. You remember that? Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. This is Steve.
Hey. Appreciate you being there, man. Thank you.
Hey, it's been a long time since I've called in, but I just can't understand why they keep rolling that Thomas kid out there on the offensive line. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
They literally don't have anybody else they're comfortable with. They have a couple of freshmen who they don't want to blow their minds. And Coleman Thomas is playing on, and I'm not making up excuses for him, okay? He's playing on two bad ankles. Trust me.
He must have had them his whole career.
Now, that's not fair.
It's just ridiculous.
That's not fair.
And what about you know, even the commentators on TV, when they got down on the 1 foot line, when they called the Jennings out of bounds, I mean, why can't we line up under center? I mean, can Dobbs not take a snap under center and just hand it off to a 240-pound tailback?
Nope.
I mean, can we, I mean, is it, did that not used to be Tennessee football?
You know what's foolish about Butch Jones's philosophy? And Andre Ware pointed this out earlier. If you really believe in that, why, at the end of the half, when Ohio Dubs makes a beautiful play on that punt and downs it inside your 1 foot line, why doesn't Tennessee line up in a shotgun there? Why don't they line up?
Because that would be stupid.
Okay. If you believe in it that badly, why don't you do that? He went under the center before the half because he knew he needed to get a couple of feet. So what he's doing on the goal line is idiotic. If you believe in it that much, caller, am I wrong? Am I wrong, caller?
No, you're right.
Okay, if you believe in it, I would like somebody, anybody. There was one guy who's a Butch Jones apologist, and that's fine if that's how you want to go through life. I mean, I think he's really worked hard. I want him to succeed in spite of himself. He's going to have to change that, but he's not going to change. So,
look, I'm diehard Tennessee as they come, but if he loses this game coming up Saturday, and he could win the rest of them, there'll be so much heat on him that I think he'll leave on his own. I mean, he just can't handle it.
I think he is that sensitive. I think he is that sensitive. But I'll tell you, man, what makes no sense to me is how you can get on a goal line and get in an I formation when you have number one back there. You take number one, or rather a shotgun. You take number one, Dubs. You line up under center. You get in an I formation. You bring that fullback out who's on our roster. What's the kid's name they used in the bowl game at fullback? Who was the kid? Somebody help me out. Jakob Johnson. Yeah. You put him at fullback. Mike DeBoard. You get out of the S&S cafeteria, and you get over to practice a little bit early.
Kind of like you get into the press box early.
I mean, that is stupid in any level, on any level.
And I love Dobbs. I mean, he is all Tennessee. I mean, he'll battle to the end. He just cannot throw the ball. I mean,
he can't. It's not his game. For Dobbs to be effective, Dobbs has to run around and get hit like a crash test dummy and land on his neck. And you see him, Russell, when he's flying through the air. I mean, he is the toughest guy. You can't get a clean shot in on him. Dobbs has never been hurt hit the way Hurts was just hit there.
You get
very few real clean shots in on Dobbs.
Yeah, he's taking some shots, though. I mean, I'm sure he's got some bumps and bruises right now. But
he's a tough
guy. Tough, yeah.
Here's the problem. And I was talking with somebody in our business about this earlier in the week, Russell, off the air, that you know. The issue with Dobbs is the only way you can play these games with him, and the league knows this, is to make him run.
Yeah.
There's no way he can get through that four-game gauntlet without being compromised. And what I mean is, last year Tennessee gave him the Arkansas game off. Now, they kept him out there, but they kept him...
They gave him the first half off today. They gave
him
the first half off against Appalachian State.
And he can't.
And that's part of what's holding them back.
And that's the point. And now
But they know, if people say, oh, you know, Butch is an idiot, Mike DeBoard's an idiot, they're not dumb enough not to realize that they have to unleash him now. I would be shocked if you don't see everything in Tennessee's offensive arsenal, which is admittedly not as big as some other teams, but you're going to see the entire package working from here on out.
What is the entire package? I mean, if we weren't on Periscope right now, I could...
It's getting Dobbs involved running the ball from the get-go instead of waiting until you absolutely have to, which is what they've done twice now.
And another thing, if you're playing defense against Tennessee and you see Kamara heading toward the flat, would you not send all 11 guys? Because Dobbs is just going to turn around and throw it to him.
That is exactly what they did today. If you'll notice that, that's exactly what those kids from Ohio did today. They were well coached. A couple of those passes out in the flat they threw to Kamara, they saw him in the game and the linebackers ran at him. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
But, hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you. We're winning next week, right? You feel it? You feel the win?
I feel it. I think we're going to win, but I mean, it's just...
You sound pissed.
Like the other guy. It just feels like we're 0-3.
Really?
I mean, I know we're 3-0, but it's just been tough to handle.
I don't think it's that bad. Thank you, man. Good talking to you. Kentucky right now, down to New Mexico, and other scores coming your way. One guy said my midsection hurts from watching Butch Ball. Give Hurts credit. That guy could be unconscious right now, and he just let a touchdown drive. That's true, isn't it, Dubs? And Alabama's got the 24-10 now.
Oh!
And that's a helmet-to-helmet shot not called. Not going to get that called.
Hey, Swag when Kelly.
When you're Kelly, it's going to be you're getting the Cam Newton treatment in the NFL. We'll go back to the phones. I want to remind you, Smart Way, ladies and gentlemen, online at gosmartway.net and located at 8416 Kingston Pike, 247-6544, their phone number. From Whirlpool to Xbox to Frigidaire to Samsung to Dell, you name it, they have it. It's coming back, Dubsy, stop. HP, Sony, Toshiba, LG, Ashley. And here I thought, Dubsy, you were really impressed. A flag down, right? Is it coming back? Flag down, coming back, okay. And here I thought, Dubsy, watch him pick this flag up. Now watch us. Here I thought you were getting excited about the offerings at Smartway. I'm rattling through that, and Smart and Dubsy's over there going.
I'm very excited.
I think there was a block in the back. Now, Gary finally just said that. It only happened like 4 minutes ago. You talk about two announcers that are fried. Is Gary staying in the booth next year, do we know, Dubs, or are they changing him out too?
I hope so. I like Gary Danielson.
You would. Do you like me?
Sometimes.
Saban's going to have a melt. Everything for your home, pay your way. Everything for your home where you will pay your way. Come on, Saban. Saban's got that old man hair color in him right now where it's all brown.
Boy, that bald spot is really starting to...
Yes.
Major problems in Sector 7G for Nick Saban.
No question. What are they calling? Two different flags.
Illegal formation on the kicking team. So they can...
And then a personal foul... On the kicking team, you got to be effing kidding me. And Saban's putting his one in the air. They just ran a kickback for a touchdown. You have got to be kidding me. That's a hands to the face. That's so disgusting. I hate you, Bama. Hate.
Told you they'd get back in this thing.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome on your Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome in.
Tony.
Yep.
When are we going to beat Florida?
Dubsy, when are we going to beat Florida, brah?
When they decide to grow a pair, coaches, players, and fans.
Well, I've been in SMS cafeteria hanging out with the board, and he knows what a gentleman
thinks. You're out of here. Now, what is going on here with these guys? You people are starting to aggravate me. 865-200-5402. You know what I need to do right now? I need to hit the reset button on this thing. Y'all are urinating me off.
You're listening to the best post-game fan show in college football. The Smart Way Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. Today's show made possible by the Garza Law Firm. Big Orange fans deserve to have a voice and equal justice under the law.
Before you say guilty, call Garza.
Treating clients like family, online at GarzaLawFirm.com. Now, here's your host, Tony Basilio.
Tony B. setting the scene for you here, ladies and gentlemen. The Vols win today. We're talking about that. It's Florida week. We're talking about that. Alabama is coming back on Ole Miss. Hopefully, we're not going to deal with that. Michigan is down right now. There's some other action going on right now. Rick Butler, lay it on me. What's the word here, brother?
Hey, Tony. Hey, I'll tell you what. Michigan made a comeback, up 24-21 on Colorado. Ole Miss, though, still up 24-17 on Bama, making a comeback, though. Oregon on top of Nebraska 20-14 at halftime. Let's see. South Carolina up 17-6 at home versus East Carolina. 2 minutes till the half there.
Love that.
And Kentucky and New Mexico State tied at 28, 7 minutes left till halftime.
28 all. New Mexico's got 28 points on Kentucky's defense. Absolutely awesome. Thank you, Rick Butler. Great work by you.
Thank you.
That Bama check cleared pretty quickly, Fred Bird said on the tweeter. If you want to get in, 865-200-5402. Those of you that are watching us on the Periscope, share it. Share it, share it, share it with people. Or swipe and invite, as they say in the Periscope worlds, whatever that means. I don't even know what that means, but SEC Command Center is helping Alabama as we speak. My boy Dubsy's in the his house. Dubsy, you want to roll up to Sushi Spot and we're done later?
Sure.
Come eat with me?
Get a couple of rolls, maybe some sashimi.
Yeah.
Maybe a cold brewski.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little salad, a little side salad action, maybe.
Yeah.
Perhaps some hibachi.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
New menu items.
You buying?
New menu items. Let's go to the phone. 865-200-5402. Thank you all for swiping. Somebody said that the Borg swipe. Why are you people so on Mike DeBoard? Why? Let's go back to the phones and get our next call in. 865-200-5402. Welcome in. Hello.
Hey, Tone. It's Brady.
Hey, Brady. Welcome in, brother.
What's up, Dubs?
What's up, man?
Hey, let me ask you a question. Let me start this out.
All right.
All right. Between the quarterback, running back and tight end position on the University of Tennessee, and we all know who everyone is. If I told you, now would you believe this, that we have more scholarship tight ends than we do running backs and quarterbacks for each position, would you believe me?
Well, they move people to tight end that aren't working out in other places.
Well, what I'm saying, these are specific tight ends, and they are on scholarship. So we've got a total of five on scholarship right now.
Again, by my count. How many were recruited to play tight end at UT? And I understand what you're saying.
Out of this number, it's five.
Okay, who are they?
Well, you'd have the Wolf Boys, and you'd have Poe. I mean, are we going down the line? I'll pull that back up if you really have to get in there.
Yes, I would like to get in there.
Okay.
Well, I hope you're not counting Kroom. And I hope you're not counting Johnson, but go ahead.
Well, Kroom would either be in the wide receiver or the tight end. Either way, it's going to skew the numbers. So, but either way, whether it's five, let's say you only got three tight ends on scholarships.
Right.
Well, the other two are waste at three, and so now we got four wasted at five because they don't do shit. Wide receivers, you've got, at my count, 10. To fill three positions, which is a waste because we don't even throw to them. Now we can move on. The offensive line, which is in critical need, we've got 12 kids trying to fill five positions. That's a 2.4 per slot. We're in dire need there. Defensive back.
Brady, can I ask you something?
We've got a total of 12 Brady, scholarships at defensive back.
Brady, since you're rolling through some numbers, can I ask you something?
Absolutely, Tony.
What's Tennessee's record?
So we've got 12 kids at defensive back. I'm calling it, we got a 4.5 need. Sometimes we play four, sometimes we play five. We've got 2.6 kids to fill each position. We're in dire need. And as a matter of fact, let's just go ahead and back up. Previous staffs, and I'll say staffs that actually won games and championships.
Brady, what's the record?
They cut nuts.
What's the record?
They let kids go who couldn't compete.
Brady, what's
kids
the,
on this offensive
Brady,
line
what's the,
who can't compete.
Brady, what's Tennessee's record?
Barney Boy was right. We got kids that don't belong on scholarship that we're sitting there and giving them a four-year free ride.
Brady, why'd you start out the call downsizing Tennessee's tight ends? What's the record, Barney Boy? Brady?
I just moved because I moved from right to left.
Brady Boy, what's the record?
I could have started with the defensive line.
So you're really going to go through these? Look, I'll give you this. Tennessee should have more offensive linemen on campus that can play. It's an indictment to not have more offensive linemen that can play. There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not a sunshine pumper. I tell the truth. Today.
And they should have more linebackers who can play.
And Butch Jones has an obsession with collecting wide receivers that never get the ball thrown to him. I'm not going to deny any of that. But Brady, the number that matters is what? Repeat after me. The number that matters is.
Tone, hey, are you taking action on next week's game in the parking lot? Because I want in on it.
The number.
And I'm a Tennessee. I'm 100% fan. But if I can make a dollar, I want to make a dollar. I'm also an entrepreneur.
The number that matters, Brady, is
152 and 52.
Let me help you. What's that? What is 152 and 52?
In 1998, Tone. Here's just to put in perspective. We had the same amount of offensive linemen, but we had a dominant line. This staff doesn't know how to recognize real offensive talent.
Brady.
And then when it comes time to cut the cord, they can't do it.
Brady.
They've proved this.
Brady.
This is the fourth year.
Brady.
This is number four, Tone.
Brady.
Hey, I'm trying to be a realist.
I love
you, Tone. Man, it's my favorite show, dude.
Thank you, Brady. Love you. We're going to agree to disagree. The number that matters, Brady, is 3-0. Okay? Dobbsy, why are people so tore up over a 3-0 start? What's the record of the football team?
Because people had their hopes just blown way out of proportion. You know, Tennessee's got a team right now that's more than capable of winning the SEC East, and
yep.
Somewhere along the line, Tennessee fans got it in their head that they're more than capable of making the college football playoff, which I don't think is true. I don't think it ever was true. They're still more than capable of winning the East.
If this team would have stayed 100% healthy and Josh Dobbs would have improved as a passer, this team could have been a college football playoff team. This team is far from healthy, and he can't throw. God bless him. Eric Waddell, you are now in studio with us. You'll be filing these reports for us post-game, as you have from the locker room. I'm fixing you up over here, brother, and I will give you the people's fist. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right.
So you join the fray here, and we'll go back to the phones and keep the conversation going here on your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction as we're roughly 2 hours into our festivities here. Iwad, you made a face when I said that about Dobbs. Josh Dobbs is a runaround quarterback.
Yes. Completely agree with that.
He cannot throw the football accurately downfield, and he will get you beat. If you rely on his arm and you leave him back there,
yes,
he will get you beat.
That point I'm not arguing.
He's a runaround quarterback.
My problem has been, and I've seen this from Butch Jones coached offenses for about a decade now.
A background on Eric. Eric originally is from Cincinnati. Eric introduced me to Cincinnati football during Butch Jones's tenure. Me and Eric would go up each autumn and sneak away on an off week here and see Tennessee or see Cincinnati play up there. Eric's introduced me into the love of Cincinnati football. And go ahead. So this guy knows from whence he speaks when he talks about Butch Jones. Go ahead.
Here's the thing that often happens. It happened with his quarterbacks there, and I see the same thing happening here.
Okay.
The offense that they run, for the most part, play to play, down to down, creates a situation where you don't spread the field. You don't spread the field deep, so your quarterback, no matter who he is going to struggle to at least some degree, simply because they're literally making him throw into a telephone booth. I'm not trying to say
that. So that's the deal. You're telling me that with Tony Pike and those guys and those people, they still didn't throw the ball long up there?
Not often.
Are you kidding me?
No.
The
Brian Kelly teams were like the flying Willendas. I mean, it was
compared
just,
to him.
Yes.
Brian Kelly would bomb you.
He'd bomb you deep. He'd bomb you short. But
so you're telling me even
the offense is almost identical.
Even
it's
the
just
year they had
guys.
The really good kid that fumbled all the balls against Oklahoma, that year they played in Paul Brown Stadium. What was his name?
Yeah, Woods.
Was a great player.
Yeah.
And they had the kid that transferred from USC. What was his name?
Hazleton.
No, the kid that's in the pros now. He's playing with New England. What's his name? We recruited him. That big receiver. Somebody help me out here.
Tompkins.
Tompkins, yeah.
Kembrell Tompkins.
Kembrell Tompkins.
You mean to tell me they didn't throw the ball deep with him?
I'm not saying none, but no, not nearly as much as Brian Kelly did. That was one of the struggles that Munchie Legault had, was he was trying to throw into a telephone booth. And I, honest to God, most Cincinnati fans thought that Munchie Legault couldn't throw a football.
Did Warrior play today?
And suddenly we saw
special
he
teams.
Could.
Special teams.
Yeah. And what would happen would be, for example, we talked just a little bit about that Virginia Tech game where Cincinnati played him in Washington, D.C. Cincinnati's down.
Right.
And they have to turn him loose.
Right.
And all of a sudden he's throwing bombs down the field, including, you know, the game winner with 15 seconds left where he hits a 39-yard pass in the end zone. And you're like, who is this guy? We've not seen this Munchie Legault ever. And I think we're seeing a little bit of the same thing with Josh Dobbs. Now, I don't know that...
Oh, come on.
Believe me, I'm not trying to say that he's a great passer. I'm just saying they're trying to make him throw into a really, really tight area, and he's not that kind of quarterback. He is a run-first quarterback. Got a lot of guts. But I think an offensive coordinator has to help him a little bit by at least spreading the field out and allowing him to have a little bit of room underneath for the passes that he can regularly try to complete.
Go ahead, Dobbs.
He doesn't get
think?
That help.
I just think Josh Dobbs is pretty much a finished product at this point.
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
think he's a very accurate thrower. He does complete about 60% of his passes.
Yeah.
They do a pretty good job of giving him some high percentage throws, short throws and stuff like that. But if you're going to ask him to sit in the pocket with this offensive line and read a defense and find the open, that's not his strength.
So here's the thing, if that's the truth, okay? And I agree with you guys, but here's the truth. How do you keep that guy upright when he has to run in this league? In the teeth of what's coming up. And here's the thing. We only count four games. That South Carolina game, after you get through all that, is not going to be a walk in the park for that reason. Because Dobbs is going to get beat to death in the next... he's going to look like he belongs on a Joe Kenda special.
It's like we're talking about with Jalen Reeves-Maybin playing
special
teams.
It's not going to be pretty.
You have to trust your depth.
Homicide
Hunter. This is your system. You got to turn him loose. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. You got to trust your recruiting and your depth that Dormady or whoever can come in and make plays too. You can't hold back though.
Well,
you got to be like these guys, like Saban and Hugh Freeze today. You got to freaking go for it, man. You can't hold back
run,
and protect
I mean,
people.
Right.
You got to put the pedal to the metal and go win.
We're
can't play coach scared.
You're not going to win any of those games on that stretch if he's not playing.
Performance medicine top performer of the game coming up, and I'm going on defense for that. And we're going to go back to our phones. Eric Waddell's here, who's going to give us a locker room report in a moment. Before we get this call in here, and sir, you're up next, or late, or ma'am. Eric, injury-wise, Butch Jones laying it out there on Sutton, and he never does this, but Sutton is out. How long? What's the word?
He said, obviously, that there's going to be more information, but he said that he is out for an extended period of time.
Awful. And
even mentioned, I spoke to his parents after the game.
Oh, God.
So that, you know, I don't know exactly what that means,
that's
but I've never
good.
Heard that as a good thing.
No, he's a senior. It's not like he can, if it's a season-ending
so
thing,
terrible.
That he can come back next year.
Yeah, right? No, that's just so terrible. Here's what I hate. I hate to see a guy who loves it, who obviously loves it here, and your worst nightmare is you come back and you have that happen to you. Some other guys. Did he say anything about Sapp?
That was not a guy that he mentioned, at least not that I caught.
What about some of the other guys that were nicked up in the game? Reeves-Maybin, what's the status there?
He said that he'll know more later. That's the one he kind of deflected on.
Dobbsy, that's not a good sign.
No, that's not. I mean,
well, he had shoulder reconstruction in the spring, and then they said he had ice on his shoulder during the game. I didn't see that, but I did see him
walking around without ice.
Yeah, he did indicate shoulder. I mean, he but that was obvious because any camera could have seen that.
I mean, sometimes that's a thing, though. If he's just got – he's prone to shoulder injuries, you can put a harness on him and get him out. I mean, Al Wilson played his entire 98 season with his shoulder coming in and out. So.
Let me tell you this. It's very, very difficult to live with shoulder pain. And let's go back to the phones. I tip my cap to anybody that goes through that because that is brutal, brutal pain. Let's go back to our phones and get our next call in here on a day when Louisville and their quarterback, who's come out of nowhere, Dubsy, in college football, has exploded onto the scene. And I predict next year that the Lamar Jackson of college football will reside right here in Tennessee, and his name will be Jared Garantano.
Jackson,
get you some of that.
It's like he's a cartoon, man. He's got jets in his shoes. He's shot out of a cannon.
Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Yes, that's you. Welcome.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome in.